climb down with your iron fist. Drugs begin conveniently available for all the kids. Following the right movement to climb down with your iron fist. Drugs begin conveniently available for all the kids.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison.
You don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders fill your prisons. You don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
The percentage of Americans in the prison system has doubled since 1985.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
Using drugs to pay for secret wars around the world. Drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Drug money's used to rig elections and train brutal corporate sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Empty letter as a reason. That's ONS Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business if he wants to.
There was a riot on the streets, tell me where were you? You were sitting home watching your TV while I was participating in some anarchy. First spot we hit it was my liquor store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Call fire and tell them to respond. Mobile station out in the sky. It's flaming up good.
When we returned to the pad to unload everything, it dawned on me that I need new home furnishings. So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable, cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some peppers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Now this fucked up situation and these fucked up police, it's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Units be advised that they are attempting 11 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple. 30 subjects with masks trying to get inside the CP cell. 6 are doing their trying to kill
on Black on Black, and you are here with DJ Queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indie Fantastic. That was April 29th, 1992 by Sublime. If you don't know that song or Sublime, I don't even have words.
Just move past it.
Let them know about themselves.
Yeah,
tell them.
Just
tell them.
You know, come on. Come on. Honestly, though, it would be so confusing to me because it's like, do you even know music? Do you even know, like, who are you, you know?
Maybe they were born in the 2000s.
Let's move past that, too. okay, so for those who don't know, this is Black on Black on Black. We're here every 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays. And we're talking about all the things that happened with ICE. So trigger warning, this episode or moment, all that is about to get real serious. Additionally, just to remind everyone on the show, our opinions politically are strictly ours. They're not a reflection of Radio Valencia itself. So what I wanted to dive into next are the larger or majorly impactful kind of murders that have happened recently by ICE, which is difficult. But we have to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that these things are happening. Mm-hmm. And we have to say these people's names so they are not forgotten. Mm-hmm. But just as an FYI, there's just a little bit of background. From the 5th of this year, thousands of ICE agents were just descended on Minneapolis, the largest city in Minnesota, to conduct what Homeland Security called, quote-unquote, the largest DHS operation ever. The aim, according to the government department, was to arrest, quote, fraudsters, murderers, rapists, and gang members. That was their aim. It came after a right-wing online influencer alleged a number of child care facilities run by Somali residents in Minnesota had committed welfare fraud. So that's kind of a compounding issue. I cannot even begin to explain that. We might in another episode, but we have way too much to kind of dive into. So
yeah.
Outside of Minneapolis, I did want to talk about Keith Porter Jr. He was a 43-year-old father of two, was fatally shot by an ICE officer on New Year's Eve outside of his apartment complex, according to Los Angeles and federal officials. So LA police spokesperson said that Porter had fired gunshots into the air, which isn't uncommon. Is it stupid? Yes, but it isn't uncommon. Like, I am from Texas where that is common. I can only imagine it happens elsewhere too. Mm. It's one of those things where, like, when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve in Texas, your ass better be inside. Like, don't stay outside. Like, it's just people don't know that what comes up must come down.
Yeah.
And yeah, with the terminal velocity of bullets and everything, I can't even. I will not explain how to do it safely because there is no such thing as safely, but anyways. Mm-hmm. A U.S. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson said that this person was off duty. ICE officer was, quote, forced to defensively use his weapon while responding to a, quote, active shooter. So a lot of this incident remains really unclear. There's no footage of it at all. And that's been the biggest thing that Porter's family has talked about. That, like, contrary to the DHS portrayal of the events, Porter was not threatening anyone and was just celebrating the new year. Yes, not smartly, but it is what it is. Jamal Tucson, an L.A. attorney representing Porter's family, said that his actions are possibly merited arrest or citation by the LAPD, but the ICE agent, who was not charged with local law enforcement duties, instead subjected him to a, quote, death sentence. Tucson, the family lawyer, also said that Porter may have fired celebratory gunshots during the new year, telling the LA Times that he believed several people were firing guns into the air. He also said a witness said that they didn't hear the ICE agent identify himself as an officer. So Tucson told the reporters that he didn't believe there was any exchange of gunfire between Porter and the agent, and suggested there was a lack of corroborating witnesses and evidence, such as shell casings indicating Porter fired towards the agent. So that's also close. So that's been the thing here with this case, is like all the witnesses are pointing and saying it was just stupid celebratory fire. You could just go up to someone and be like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, or I will arrest you and take your gun away. But instead, the ICE agent decided to murder him.
And didn't identify himself, at least in a way that others, or even the person that was murdered in this case, would have heard.
Exactly. And nothing that made any sense. And so the issue with that was, like, so it was near an apartment complex, so there were enough witnesses to see it, but because the majority of them are black and brown, including Porter's family, like, nothing really kind of came out of it besides people being like, what the fuck? Like, we have to seek justice for this.
Yeah.
You know? So that was the first of this year. On January 7th, 2026, Renee Good, a 37-year-old American citizen, was fatally shot in Minneapolis by an ICE agent named Jonathan Ross. She was in her car, stopped sideways in the street, and Ross walked around it and then walked back around to her vehicle. So eyewitnesses say that ICE agents gave conflicting orders, with one telling the ICE agents from the Nissan pickup approached Good's SUV as one of them repeatedly ordered her to get out of the fucking car. Quote, Good remains in her vehicle and put the transmission to reverse. And this is kind of where these events happened, like, back to back. So When she does that, one of the ICE agents who approached her places hands on the driver's door handle and opens the window of Good's vehicle, right? Like, trying to get in. Mm-hmm. Becca, her wife, her partner, attempted to open the front passenger door. Good then drove a few feet in reverse to kind of back up, and then the ICE officer walked to the front left of Good's vehicle. At this point, Ross is kind of standing to the front left of the vehicle and fired three shots, killing her as the vehicle passed him, turning away from him. After the shooting, the SUV continued down the street until it crashed into a parked car and light pole. As it did so, a recording made by Ross captured a male voice saying, "Fucking bitch." According to voice and video analysis by the New York Times, it was Ross actually speaking. Her kid in the car was from her second marriage, in which her husband passed. And now that she is gone, they don't, like, have any biological parents anymore. Her last words are, "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you." Next is Alex Peretti. This happened over the weekend. So on January 24th, Alex Jeffrey Peretti, a 37-year-old American intensive care nurse for the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, was shot and killed by Border Patrol agents. A witness stated that ICE agents were attempting to enter a donut shop. A person they were pursuing had run into the shop, and the staff had locked the doors to protect them. Peretti, who was across the street, was observing and, like, attempting to direct traffic and also, like, recording alongside other two, like, legal observers that the agents then saw them walk across the street to confront them. Like, literally less than 30 seconds before the first shot was fired, one agent pushed one of the observers wearing an orange backpack and pretty moved to the sidewalk, attempting to help the other two people being pushed by the agents. So he stood between the agent and a woman being pushed and then was pepper sprayed by the agent, like, mm-hmm. straight to the face.
Yeah.
Which, if you've never been pepper sprayed, I haven't.
Bro.
I have it on me, but it is extremely painful and very disorienting because you're taking away a major sensory organ. So even while being harmed and frightened, Peretti wrapped his arms around the fallen woman who had just been shoved. Then an agent shoved Peretti again, and the two fell back still embracing. So after this, several agents wrestled Peretti onto the street. One officer struck him with an object multiple times. One then realized that he had a firearm on him, just concealed carry, mm-hmm. like not even unconcealed.
On his back. In a holster.
Yeah, in a holster. And then 10 shots were fired over 5 seconds. According to an analysis by the New York Times, agents yelled that Peretti had a gun approximately 8 seconds after he had pinned to the ground. The DHS said that Peretti approached Border Patrol officers with a handgun.
That's a wild lie.
And an agent sprayed Mesa for firing defensive shots after attempting to disarm him. But video of the incident shows that Peretti's phone was in his right hand.
Yeah.
Nothing in his left hand.
Yeah.
In a sworn testimony by two witnesses to the killing, they said that Peretti did not brandish a gun. And frame-by-frame analysis of the video from the event by the BBC also reached the same conclusion. So essentially did not take out his gun, which he had every right to carry under the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
while also trying to protect someone that was being shoved for just taking a video. Remember, they were just taking a video.
They were just legally observing.
There's nothing, that's not a legal thing to do.
No.
Like, mm-mm. you're able to do that however you want, you know?
Yeah. For example, I used to work for the National Lawyers Guild here in San Francisco, and we would deploy legal observers to protests all the time.
Right.
They were there to talk with the police. They were there to observe. They were legally allowed to be there.
Right.
There's nothing illegal about people observing and taking video. That is actually something that has historically always happened, and there are plenty of agencies that actually dispatch people to do this so that they can collect evidence and in this case refute false claims like the one that are coming from Trump's press secretary, from the police themselves. It is a way for us to document things legally so that the facts remain the same and cases can be filed justly.
Exactly. And I mean, none of these videos, I haven't seen them. I just will not watch them. I don't need to.
I've seen almost all of these.
I don't need to. There's nothing that would help me with that. I have enough people in general who are reading it and looking at it and giving me the kind of play-by-play. Yeah. So I don't, I don't need any other analysis besides what has happened. Well, there's a screenshot that keeps getting shared around of Alex essentially being turned around or facing away from these officers, and like that's when they like open fire.
Yeah.
And
he's in a fetal position.
Exactly. And I don't know if any of these listeners, if you have fired a gun. I have gun shooting a lot. I'm actually very good with guns, handguns, rifles, all that. I'm good with them. I cannot imagine someone non-threatening to me and like me pulling that trigger, like
and they're murdering somebody.
Yeah, guns are loud. They are. You can feel the force of the bullet leave the actual firearm. Yeah. Like to me, to actually pull it and do it, I mean, I have to be in serious danger.
Yeah, you feel the weight of that shot.
Of the action. And mm-hmm. I've shot nothing but paper. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I haven't shot anything mm-hmm. real. I've not killed an animal. Like, I have not done any of that. I mean, I'm not a vegan. But, I know the process of it. But when I go hunting, sure. But mm-hmm. I have not
had that
put
experience.
A bullet into something
Same.
That was non-threatening Same. Ever.
Couldn't imagine it, honestly.
So, to be able to do that over a man who's protecting a woman is just, I mean, it's unspeakable. And so I wanted to talk about his last words. So he says, "Don't touch her," to the ICE agent that had pushed the woman he was embracing. And then he asked her, "Are you okay?"
And then those are the last things. I just want to say, as someone who's seen that video from multiple angles, neither the woman nor him approached the ICE agent. The ICE agent approached them and started engaging with them and engaged in pushing. And as this comment says, Alex put himself in between.
Yeah.
His back was to the agent.
Yeah.
He was obviously trying to protect her.
Yeah.
Showed no aggression at any point in this because he was disoriented.
Yeah.
And even before he was sprayed, he was not in any way trying to instigate, assassinate, as some folks have come out and accused. It is. And all of these videos demonstrate, as was said at the beginning, the lack of training. The incident that involved Renee, police officers are always trained not to stand in front of a active car. Just because accidents happen. People's foot can accidentally hit the gas. Accidents happen.
Right.
You never stand in front of a car that is active as a police officer who is on. Every police officer could have told you that from the video.
Yeah.
You know? In this instant, if a legal observer, oftentimes legal observers will make themselves apparent and will say that I am observing. Both of these people said that in this video. Police know not to engage with legal observers. They are there to, they are not combatants. They are not there to, they don't do that. The lack of training is astounding, but again, not surprising. Like, these are this is like targeted aggression right now.
But that's the thing. It's not just lack of training. There's a certain type of almost like a dehumanization and removal that these people who are now ICE agents have the ability to execute on.
Yeah.
Like, there is a type of, it's like an, almost like a type of, it's like a type of evil, really.
They act like slave catchers.
You know?
It's very parallel to slave catchers.
And they are enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know? There is no, like, oh my God, it's a person okay? Like, no, like, it is a deep sense of enjoyment to right what I believe that they feel like are wrongs for just, I don't know, you know, being men or whatever the fuck, you know? I mean, it is, it is very hard to see and hear these things and talk about these things, but we just have to, because we have to tell these people stories and we have to acknowledge that these sorts of things are happening. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we'll talk about resources later in our last segment before we close out the show. Like, these types of people who are a part of ICE are, they're just on a different type of wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
A different type of prerogative. They have a right. They're trying to prove something through violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that violence is unwarranted when you're trying to prove something, but like, to do this to innocent civilians is just completely wild.
Yeah.
Completely not okay.
Yeah, you know? There was one angle from that I saw from the Alex where I had to take a break after this one, where after all 10 of those shots, like, another ICE agent was clapping as if, exactly.
They enjoy it.
It is good old boy slave catcher type behavior out there.
Exactly.
Which is why it is so appalling to ever see a black person as an ICE agent.
Right.
It is a slap in the face.
It is a cultish mentality. But we've been talking about the cultish mentality of MAGA and the right wing people in general at this point in time. You know, if you right now have seen these videos and know that things are happening and you still support this, I don't know if there is a turning around for you. You would essentially be on the side of, like, Nazi Germany back then. And you know it. And that's okay. Like, if that is what you want, like, I cannot, you know, I cannot stop you from wanting things, but I will tell you, like Malcolm X said, by any means fucking necessary.
Yeah, I don't argue with Nazis. By any means necessary. I don't argue with Nazis. I don't argue with fascists.
Right.
Yeah. That is a, we're not at an arguing place where maybe at a, you can get hands fit a place.
Of course.
But I'm not arguing or trying to break bread or extend peace to a Nazi or a fascist.
No, I mean, you don't get to make people feel fear by just existing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is unacceptable, and that's the place that we are at right now. And I just, you know, as a reminder to anyone out there, like, you know, just be aware and do what you need to do to protect yourselves. Yeah. But, like, we cannot stop. We can't take these steps back, you know?
And you cannot stick your head in the sand.
Yeah.
You cannot act like you are not a part of politics or that politics is not a part of you. You cannot be above this right now. There is no above this, no, below it, beside it. We are all in this.
But there's never been a time where politics is never part of you.
But you know those people.
Oh, no, of course.
You know those people.
Of course. But
your whole identity is wrapped in politics, baby. Your whole existence here in this piece of land.
Who you are and what you're doing and all of that. Like, I'm sorry, dude, but when I leave the house, every single day of my life is politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I wake up in the morning, I don't think to myself I'm black, but the moment I step out of my fucking house, I am.
I'm aware.
I'm aware of who I am and operating all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's disgusting. I just, you know, this is a hard thing to put together today. I had my moment, you know, I had to cry about these things. But like, I just, you know, we have to recognize these people. And I just want to say, you've got these fucking chuds online who are constantly talking about feminism trying to, like, you know, to kill masculinity. I'm like, you know what's positive masculinity was Alex.
Yeah.
He was a large, he recognized his strength as a man and went in to protect someone smaller than him, and he did it. He shouldn't have lost his life for it, but that is a positive example of non-toxic masculinity.
He did the job that some ICE agents think that they're doing.
Right. Protecting people that are smaller and more vulnerable than
him.
And he shouldn't have lost his life for it.
No.
So anyways, we want to talk about these things. He wanted to recognize them. Rest in peace, Alex and Renee and Keith. And we'll dive into our next music segment before we close out. Obviously, we have to play Killing in the Name.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll be right back. horses are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 And 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 now you do what they told ya. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Do what they told ya. And now you 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 do what they told ya. Justified, those that died for wearing a badge.
innocence. So drop your feudal weapons, tears for time. And you ain't got much left. Ancient fire that I'll hell, now let's hear it for death. Beggars, poets, hustlers, Wall Street, rich boy, suckers. My friends, you know that no side's better. In the end, we're all gonna fight together.
Welcome back. This is Black on Black on Black, and you are here with DJ Queen and
D Fantastic.
I wanted to bring it a little soft, you know? I mean,
you know, I've been appreciating the iterations after each musical break.
I do my best. That was A's for Action by I'm a Robot.
A.
Anyways.
Yeah, so we're getting into... Well, you know, it's getting to that time. But before we go, we also wanted to... We've talked about a lot of really heavy topics surrounding ICE and what's happening in Minneapolis. And, you know, one thing I just want to... Who would have thought that Minneapolis was going to be...
The place?
Bro.
Well, it's... Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, it makes sense because they knew not to come to Oakland with that.
They tried.
They tried.
They absolutely did. But we still don't know what that conversation between Trump and the mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mayor Lori was. Yeah. Like, you know, they've told him that he has to release it, and he's refusing.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we still don't know exactly what that good old boy conversation might have been.
No, for sure. Yeah. But it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, like, I'm not saying that Minneapolis is a better target, but it's like, you're not... They had to choose somewhere that was going to have a good amount of resistance, but not overwhelmingly immediately first.
You know, and I think Trump hates the Minnesota representative, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah,
like hates her.
It's both. It's all of that. You know,
hates her. Like it has had a target on her back like since day one. So, but just we wanted to close out with some thoughts and resources, tips, Second Amendment on Fourth Amendment, just so that we're providing resources. We're not just sort of like talking about all of the really hardship and making sure there's also access to information, right? So just some general things to keep in mind. It has generally been understood that ICE agents cannot enter a home unless they have a warrant signed by a judge. Besides what we just said in terms of how they're starting to skirt around that, right? So just be aware. It's been a precedent outlined in Supreme Court rulings aimed at respecting constitutional limits on government searches. This is why immigrant advocates, legal aid groups, and local governments have for years urged people who fear being arrested to stay home and not to open their doors to immigration agents unless they are shown a warrant signed by a judge. And you can generally find tips on legal aid group websites. They usually will have a don't knock or do not knock sort of like media kit on what you should do if you find an ICE agent knocking at your door.
Exactly.
Some other tips: identify your emergency contacts and memorize their phone numbers, right? Especially if you're being taken into custody or you have a fear of it. A tactic often by protesters is to write numbers onto your arm. So that way, if you find yourself in custody, you have those access to those numbers. Provide your child's school or daycare with an emergency contact to pick up your child. Also, there are a bunch of groups, especially out here in the Bay Area, both in Oakland and San Francisco, who are part of Neighborhood Watch. See if you can find a neighborhood board, because sometimes they will have organized groups that are there at pickups with whistles to sort of watch out and inform if they see the presence of ICE agents. Tell your loved ones that if you are detained by ICE, they can try to use ICE's online detaining locator in order to find you. If you are outdoors and think you see immigration officers nearby, move to a safe indoor space. If you are a U.S. citizen and feel safe to do so, record the activity with your phone or write down any relevant information about what you witness. Always being careful to not interfere or otherwise obstruct the operation. But as we've seen, we know that is not that is not being respected.
That doesn't
either.
Yeah. But it doesn't always mean anything.
And if you have it within yourself to record, please do, because we would not have access to seeing what happened to Alex if there were not people out there recording.
Same with Renee. We would not be able to say all of these lies would be refuted. You know, mm-hmm. that is one of the good things about social media these days, where it's like we actually have these videos. You know, obviously there's these horrible AI videos out there, but that's not. Yeah.
Also, a technique that I've seen being employed in neighborhoods, if you're outdoors and you see immigration officers, whistles have been really great. You'll see neighbors using whistles. You'll see them yelling like, "Hey, don't open." There's ice. You just protect each other.
Yeah.
It is obvious.
The time is now to put aside whatever bullshit that you have and just protect each other.
Yeah.
You know, you are not, and I hate to say this, but like, if you thought you were protected because of your skin color from police, then you're obviously mistaken.
Yeah.
We've always known this as black people, but it is glaringly apparent, you know, not your skin color, not your ethnicity, not your sex, not your gender.
Yeah.
Like, if you are in their way, they will eliminate you.
Yeah, I hate that it's taken the killing of non-black people for people to wake up and see that this is not, that this is just state sanctioned violence
yes.
against people. It's right. not about like, oh, why can't you obey the law? Da 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 da. All of these sort of like, you should have been better right. kind of things. This of course, is state yeah. sanctioned violence yeah. right
it's always,
now.
Always,
it always know, has
don't,
been.
Don't run. Don't whatever. And it's like now you see like mm-hmm. when you've ever seen videos of black people running or like trying to avoid the police, it's because of shit like this.
Yeah,
it's because we've seen our brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, uncles, aunts, cousins, kids murdered by trying to obey every single random barked order at you that doesn't even make any fucking sense. We already know. So it's like, yeah, maybe you just fucking run. Obviously, that doesn't always work out, but like, you know, I mean, it's a pain. It's painful. I didn't want any of these things to happen at all. And I'm sad that it. I also agree. I'm sad that it took this long.
Yeah,
you know.
And then just some information about what amendments are there out there that sort of like why in case you didn't know that there were open carry like states. Just some information. Second Amendment: a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So that is the Constitution that gives all of us our right to bear arms within sort of whatever restrictions exist within your state. Look that up. You know, if you are contemplating owning a gun, I have no sort of quandary about gun ownership as long as you also practice gun safety.
Sure.
Right? So look that up within your state. Figure out if you are looking into ownership because you want to make sure you are protected. It give you peace of mind. Go through that process and make sure, please, it is important that you practice gun safety.
Imperative. Completely.
Please. Especially if you are in a house with littles.
Yeah.
And or maybe elderly people who are suffering from any sort of cognitive. Like, you need to practice gun safety. Talk about it.
Backup after backup after backup.
Talk about it in your house. Yeah. And then more information about the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Please note that that says people, the right of the people. It does not say right of the citizen, the right of the legally document. It says the right of the people shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by the oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is our due process.
Yeah.
So when you see all of those little talks on TikTok or Reels where people are debating on whether people who are legally documented or not should have due process, that's not the conversation.
Right.
That is not the what is documented in the Constitution says persons, not just those who are citizens, okay?
Exactly.
So everyone deserves due process, and it's important to fight for that, because if they can strip due process from one category of persons, they can strip it for anyone.
Absolutely.
It's a slippery slope.
No one is safe. That's just, it's a stark reminder that no one is safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're safe, you're not.
Yeah.
You know? Well, anyways, thank you for listening to our show. We're going to play out some music before we officially kind of close out. And again, just as a reminder, our conversations about this on the political side, on all of our views, are just D-Fantastic and DJ Queen. Like, you know, they are not reflective of Radio Valencia. But let's play.
Oh, and coming up next after us, or are we going to come back and close
out? Yeah, we're going to come back and close out. Right, yeah, exactly. We're obviously going to play Fuck the Police by NWA.
Yep.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E. Order, order, order. Take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one who a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beating on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. Facts or what? Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath. And when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath. I got something to say.
Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a head not to step in my path. I'm saying fuck you punk, read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your cat and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out the police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Because my identity by itself causes violence. what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Sponsor gets you being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
That's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want justice!
Get him the fuck out of my face!
I want justice!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
Well, thank you for listening to Black on Black on Black. We will be back next Monday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Want to give a shout out to that show that you were talking about?
Coming up next, we have Hell's Kitchen with John Hell. And tonight, he's spinning his best of 2025. So enjoy, everyone.
I was going to say about that show that you were at this weekend. But anyway.
Oh, the Edwardian Ball. Yeah, go to the Edwardian Ball, y'all. Enjoy.
Anyways, this is D-Fantastic and DJ Queen. Thank you for listening to us. We'll be back. And yeah, enjoy Hell's Kitchen. Y'all have a great night. Bye.
Funky drummer, music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm